If you can close your eyes and sit very comfortable in your chair and start breathing. You can start breathing from your tummy. Deep breathing. And as we settle down, go deeper inside. Relax your body. Your toes, your legs, your arms. Your heart, your face, your tongue, and I want you to go to a place in a time when you remember that you were a little kid. Maybe you don't remember, maybe there is a picture that you know, that you like about yourself. Maybe somebody told you something funny about you. Maybe you remember your first day of school. Something that gets you there when you're a child. When you are full of grace and laughter and eagerness and joy. I want a happy picture. Maybe it's a birthday. Maybe it's your brother's baptism or whatever. Maybe it's a Christmas picture. And from that place, full of yourself, life is so great. All is so well. No worries, no taxes, no money involved, no housing, no mate, no relationship problems. And if you had some, they were easily resolved. So go into your heart and open it. What were you thinking about Source, about God, about life? From that place of trust, I would like to recognize that there is only God, one mind, one power, one life, one eternal and loving presence. All is well. And all is good. And God is good. You feel safe, protected, and very much loved. and from that place of love and security and trusting. Now we know we are one with the One. We are immersed in this exquisite energy, floating in joy. And when I know for myself, I know for everyone here, the problem is because you're a little kid, I probably won't know how to say your name because you're too tiny. I don't know if you like what I like or not, but we are all one. We are immersed in this sea of love, cosmic sea of love, united in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits. And I know today is going to be such a great day, talking about playfulness, because playfulness is the same as joy, and God is joy. Highest vibration. It permeates in every cell of your body, even in your hair. It heals, restores, and gives nurture to every cell of the body. And they relax. And there is health, prosperity, life. All the good can come, and all God can come when we are in joy. And I accept that this is the truth of us, that this is the truth of where we are. And I give so much thanks that this is the essence of God is joy and love and peace and harmony. And I give thanks because what we are going to learn today is going to make a real difference, as preparing for this class did to me. Trusting, allowing, opening, and embracing all the good that we expect. I give thanks that this is so. And I receive my good now, because I couldn't expect anything else. I trust, I believe, and so it is done. And so it is.
I have to tell you that this is such an exhilarated adventure for me, because when I was driving, coming here, I wanted to buy, I did progress not yesterday the whole day, I said, never mind, I'll just go and buy something, I tried to buy some hats or some noses, for clowns or something funny. And I went to the party store, and no, we open at 11. And the other says, no, we don't have anything. So in the dollar store. So I said, well, universe, you need to provide. So, and it did provide pretty well, you will see. But the thing is, I was driving, and I says, isn't that the funniest thing that happened to me? I think I have an excellent sense of humor. And if I don't have sense of humor, I die. things were very bad in my life in a point of time, and my only prayer says, God, bring me back my happiness, bring me back my joy, bring me back my laughter, bring me back my funny way of seeing things. My family, in Mexico City, everybody knows it because we are very funny, and all the time funny things happen. My grandfather had about 25 stories of funny things that happen. So we laugh a lot, and we are embarrassing because even if we are grieving, we cannot grieve. We don't cry. We just laugh because we remember funny things about somebody who died. So we're ashamed. Ashamed for some people, but never mind. And so I was thinking in my life, and I said, you know what? I didn't have a happy childhood. I honestly didn't laugh very much. And I had a very ill mother that wanted to die, every single November. I don't know why she chose that month. And, she had diphtheria, and then, she had an allergic reaction to something, and then she lost a kidney, and she made, reaction to anesthesia. She wanted to die every single time. With the problem that we were 8, thank you very much. And I was the eldest, so we had some help at home, but when my mother was ill, everybody said, excuse me, let's go. So I became a mother, a cooker, a cook, and a cleaning lady and everything since I was 8 years old, or 9, something like that. And I have a big problem making rice because... Because one day, before going to school, I needed to dress all the kids, put them into the bowls, make the beds, and that's our culture. And then came from school and do some cooking because there was nothing, to eat. And the first time I did rice, it was horrible. It was soggy and something like that. And everybody says, what is this? We don't want to eat that. So since that moment, rice and I don't get along very well. I can cook a little bit better now, but especially the Japanese, but rice and I don't get along. So I was always very busy, doing homeworks and, taking care of the children. My sister that goes after me, because, I have 2 brothers and then my sister and then 2 brothers more and then another sister. So I was there. So she was not very much help. She was always playing. And I hated her for that because she was always playing and be happy. And I had to be working. Hello. And that's something that really, affected me for the rest of my life until I got married. And guess what? I decided because my child was not very good, I was going to have my child with my children. Which it was great. And I started laughing since then, which I'm so grateful for the universe because, maybe I spent, I married when I was 18 and 20 I was. But since then, I've been laughing nonstop, which I think is, what a trade. I said, I trade at any time. So, I says, isn't that the funniest thing that the universe gave me such a contrast that I was able to see, the difference. So with my children, I jumped in the, we jumped in the beds. My son got a very big lizard where we were living, so we had our little dragon, okay? And I had the greatest fun with my kids, and... So I think, that circumstance in my life, really helped me to change the way I see things because I think in every situation you can always find a funny thing to say. I think we sometimes, we take life too much seriously and nothing is that important. If we are eternal, who cares if the car didn't start in the morning? Or you don't get the raise that you were supposed to have, or you fight it with a wife or something. It's not that important, but we lose track of that. So this is my personal story about, things. And I think I make people laugh, and if I don't make it laugh, I try to make them laugh. Mm-hmm. Stating funny things or everything, which sometimes, I don't know, professionally in this professional culture, it's not, you're not supposed to be that open and that giggling and everything like that, but I don't think I care very much. That's their problem, not mine, so. And So when I started, I mean, reading about the things about playfulness, I think, I mean, I like the exercises that we see in the book right here, but not that much, and I wanted to do something else with you. We will go through this, but let me see something. One of the things is, I mean, what I really said in the meditation is that really God is joy. And I think I was telling Connie that sometimes we are not, don't pay attention very much to what is happening in our bodies. But I had the experience of going to the Ballet Folklorico with Carrie, and it was so much joy that I got it. Finally got it. I don't live like that. I mean, joy is here. I mean, but it gave me like I mean, where to rest. But if you are joyful, there is something in you. It's like a combustion that you feel here. It's the energy flowing big time. Mm-hmm. And this is the way we are supposed to live. Mm-hmm. And when we compare, I mean, our everyday life, I mean, when you get up, when you make your coffee, when you get dressed and take a bath or something like that, we are nowhere near. I mean, you are in a hurry, you're stressed, the coffee is spilled down, I mean, you're cursing, you are late, you didn't make the right turn. I mean, the whole thing is, how do we really live? And it says very strongly here that, I mean, we have the playful spirit, which I think is if not the best quality of God. I mean, God is funny. Things are funny. Things happen that are so funny that I think it's, I mean, there's no, well, I've seen, I mean, a dog that can smile or something. Animals don't smile, but we do laugh. And if we believe that, I mean, we are the image of God, I think God is laughing out loud, which I think is wonderful. And so, I don't know, I would like everybody to this week just be like the little child that you saw in the meditation. Because this is when there has not been major damage, major harm, major hurt. I mean, besides, if you live in a dysfunctional family, you think everybody lives like that, so that is not a big deal. Or if you see something weird about daddy or whatever, you don't know. You cannot compare. So your heart is completely open. And just receiving the grace of God. I think I need to tell you that when I was probably, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years old, I was convinced, completely convinced, that the sun had a sound. Mm-hmm. Completely convinced. I mean, scientifically convinced that the sun had a sound. Because there is a little bird, I mean, in the city, there are not many in it, and I think you have it here, but I don't know the name of that. That is a little bird that says, woo, woo, woo. And the thing is, always sings when there is sun. So, I mean, when I hear the ooh, ooh, I just went outside and play. Yeah. It was the same. So, I mean, many years later, I got a divorce and I went to live in the mountains, and I mean, in Mexico City, the only green part that you could be there with 25 million people. I mean, mm-hmm. And it was so delightful. And then I suddenly hear the bird, and my reaction was to go outside. Then I had the memory of that, and I said, what are you talking? I mean, this the song, but I was, tell me, I mean, I was completely convinced. So, the thing is, when we are, and this is what this exercise on, when we are very worried, when we are trying to solve a problem or something, many scientists says that they leave the problem in just the universe. I mean, they do some other things which it lowers our resistance and allows the divine intelligence to come into us. And which I believe is true, because when we are worried, there is no way we are even near the vicinity of getting the answer that we want. So I was very eager to know, I mean, I didn't go to any book or I just went into my computer and play with it, and I just put playfulness, and this is what it came about. Playfulness is liveliness, sparkle, vigor, vivacity, dynamism, cheerfulness, buoyancy, animation, openness, lightheartedness, good humor, mischievous, teasing, airiness, openness, freshness, joie de vivre, the joy of living, get up and go. And then Abraham, of course, turning, tapping, turn on, and it says energy and spirit. Wow. So, this is what we are.